Thank you so much, Miller Man. Boy, what a fantastic corner we have planned for you today. First of all, we'd like to welcome national-level talent to the morning program, sitting here with us on Radio Row, Corby Davidson, ladies and gentlemen.
This is a real treat. This is a treat.
National-level talent.
Yes.
Thank you.
You know, I always always go on forums and stuff and post,
no, you don't.
Why hasn't Corby gone national? And
why haven't you?
Yeah.
What a waste of message board time.
Me wondering why you haven't gone national?
Right.
What does that mean, going national?
I don't know.
Anyway.
And the first response is usually, who is Corby?
Yeah.
You're on national.
Second
forum.
One is, Corby's a douche. Third is,
die.
Gordon is, shtick is old. Anyway, so we had a moment within the past hour that has got us all reeling.
The previous segment has now been challenged.
Yes,
so we have to go under the hood.
It's under review right now. All three of us threw our red flags that we have here. Okay, so if you've listened to this show for the past, 2 weeks, you know that sometimes we have an awkward dismount with Troy. Now, a couple weeks ago, it happened with me in our Getting Real segment, and I asked him something, and Troy didn't like it too much, and it was an awkward time,
yeah.
Right? One emergency break of the week, and so then the next week, last week, we had so much sports to talk about, I thought, you know what? Reset. Hit the reset button. I won't ask him any Getting Real questions, anything like that. And he gave us great sports content. It went nationwide, his comments on Deflategate or whatever they're calling it.
Yeah.
And he gave us some excellent content. Well, then you get to this week. So this is a great week to talk to Troy. We got the Super Bowl. He's going to be here.
Super Bowl Troy.
We love talking with Troy, whether it's stuff about life or whether it's stuff about sports. Troy is always a compelling guest.
And once again, he was today, too. Just nailing content for a good 9 or 10 minutes.
Nailing content left and right.
And then once again, we ruined it.
And then somehow the Muser curse visited us again. We made a horrible miscalculation.
I did. This is all my fault. I take full responsibility for this.
Now, this is a lot like the Kennedy assassination and the Zapruder film. We have to analyze this, break it apart second by second, because the three of us were all there when this happened, yet none of us have a really clear memory of what went down.
Okay.
And so we're at the end of Troy's interview. You guys are wondering whether or not, George, you were wondering whether or not we had him next week.
Because I know this is the last thing he's going to say.
Right.
So I always say goodbye to Troy. And then we transition into what's next in the corner. And I couldn't remember, is this our last visit with Troy, or do we visit with him next week? And I thought we visited him with next week, but given the recent awkwardness, I didn't want to say, okay, Troy, we'll talk next week.
And then him go,
I don't think so.
Actually, no, that's not going to happen. Take care, guys.
So, that would have been awkward.
So I didn't have time to write it, and my handwriting's so sloppy. So I mouthed it to Junior.
You're trying to get a message to Junior.
Yeah, trying to get a message to Junior.
Is he with us next week?
And I couldn't read lips.
Right, I can't either.
And we'll get to this claim in a moment. George says that men cannot read lips.
They can't. And then Junior couldn't understand me, so we both took our headphones off.
This was shortly after a question was asked of Troy.
Yes.
And usually he gives thorough answers.
Yeah.
And they go for a little bit of time.
You took yours off first. George did. And then Craig, instead of taking one ear off and kind of leaning in so you can still hear Troy, Craig just takes his off, sets it down, and goes for a walk, basically.
No, you know what happened was when we took our headphones off, I didn't hear you whisper the first time, so I said, what? And you had to whisper a second time, which made us off headphones for a longer time.
Well, you were off headphones. I'm the only one with headphones on.
Corby had him on. But
if I wasn't turned up and I wasn't going to talk.
He wasn't officially on the show yet.
And he was too worried about going national.
Yes. He was planning on how he's going to go national.
This would have taken him national had he asked a question.
Right. So
I got this.
That leaves, effectively, the only person on headset is me.
The last person we want talking to Troy.
Exactly. Who just was blitzkrieged by Troy a couple weeks ago, and I just felt like, I don't want to say anything and tick off Troy.
And you're saying that Troy finished his answer right as we took our headphones off.
Right, as you took your headphones off.
You took yours off, And like 1 second later, he takes his off.
Craig.
And then Craig does, yeah, and then boom.
And then Troy has stopped talking. So now I have to jump in. And I guarantee you, as soon as Troy hears my voice jumping in, his blood pressure shot up to 300 over 200. And he's wondering, what is about to come out of Gordon's mouth?
I know my blood pressure shot up because when I put my headphones back on, the first thing I hear is you talking.
Yeah, then you guys are looking at me like, you're going to do another get real?
That was the most surreal moment of my broadcast career because I put my headphones back on and you're talking to Troy and I looked at you like, oh my God, Gordon is willing to flush his career down the toilet. He's going scorched earth. I thought you were going to ask him, like, a real crazy question.
Yeah, like I'd been devising the most offensive question I could for the past two weeks in my laboratory.
Yes.
All right, so then you have and then I don't know what to say, and I really don't know what I said. I think I introduced you guys.
It was terrible.
You said, here's another question, because by that time we had our headphones back on. And you said, here's another question from George Craig.
I don't even know if I got y'all's names correct. I don't know.
You're never going to go to Nashville.
So then you guys try to do a dismount with Troy, and then he has a little bit of a comment to you guys like,
you're idiots.
Yeah, you guys are idiots, and I guess y'all are not interested in what I have to say.
I'm pouring my heart out here to you guys. You're not even interested.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we are, Troy. Yeah, we are. Troy.
So here we are again with another horrible dismount with Troy Aikman. Let's listen to the tape.
And then his other strength, in my opinion, was how good he was at preparing a team during the week. On game day, I thought he was okay. You know, he'd take chances and all that. But I thought that during the week and his messaging to the team and preparing us, he was as good as I've ever been around.
Well, Troy, here's another question with Craig and George.
Oh, sorry. We were talking off air to each other.
They were talking off air, and they left me with the only one with a headset on.
Sorry,
and I panicked to ask you anything, so I'm just freezing here.
Well, I feel like, you know, you guys are asking questions, but you're really not interested in anything I have to say. So I don't know what's going on there on Radio Row.
No, George, we're always interested.
There's some kind of distraction going on there, I know.
George had to ask me if this was our last visit of the season with you, and we have one more next week.
We have one more.
One more, yeah. We'll talk next week. It'll be great.
No, it was great. We had great stuff this morning, as we do every week with you, and I'm glad we got one more week.
And we got a cookie bouquet for you.
I may run into you on my way. I'm going to be on Radio Row.
And then he mentioned he's going to be on
Radio
Row.
But y'all enjoy
all right,
the rest of
it. All right,
stop the tape.
It wasn't as bad as I remembered.
It was not as bad as I remembered.
The layout in my mind was 30 seconds, but it was really only about 2 seconds.
Yeah, because
you guys still
had
your headsets off as Gordon was talking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's why he talked, because your headsets
were still off. I think that's why they threw their headsets on real quick, because they heard me talking to Troy.
That's why you hear.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my gosh.
Sorry.
Well, Troy, here's another question.
We considered going to break.
Why would you ever have to say that in the middle of an interview to the guest? Here's another question from George and Craig.
Oh, gosh. And the thing is in his mind for a split second, because you said, here's another question.
He thinks it's going to be from me. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're right. He's shining
his
shotgun.
Okay.
Thought we weren't going to do this, but.
He must have hung up the phone and thought, never again. Mm-mm. Never again with these guys.
He hung up the phone. And then reached over next to that phone for the red phone and picked that up, which goes straight to our general manager's office, and said, that's it.
That's it.
So that was the awkward moment there. And I think that the worst part of that was not the silence. The worst part of that is us trying to parse whether or not Troy really thinks that we don't listen to his answers.
Yeah.
He was kidding, right?
Yeah, he was kidding, because of course we do. Troy gives us gold every week.
Yep.
Right.
We like you.
He's our best weekly guest. I love the fact that George was overly complimentary
No, it was good.
No, it was good.
The defense thing.
You're dressed really well today, and I'm assuming you are. I did not.
I think you embellished when you said that George promised to send him a cookie bouquet.
I did not.
You guys suck.
I know.
Terrible.
Yes, we know.
Here you have this golden goose.
Can we move on from that, because I'm sure we're going to revisit it in the e-break. But before we have to end the corner, I need to ask Corby, because he's our resident entertainment guy. I've got a topic for him.
Yes, like a national level topic?
It's a national level topic.
I only accept national guy. Level topic.
Are you on top of the Bruce Jenner story? Because today,
yes.
One of America's most decorated athletes is supposed to, on I think the Kardashian show, tell everybody that he is becoming a woman.
Yeah, you saw yesterday he had lip surgery to inflate his lips.
All right, now I,
for real.
I have a question: whether this is just a tabloid story and there is no announcement.
I don't know if there's going to be an announcement, but I do think he's changing, progressing into womanhood.
Okay, this is on MSN this morning.
That sentence just sent me into hypnosis, by the way.
Progressing.
Gordo,
to answer your question,
yeah. This is on MSN this morning, not The Inquirer.
Okay.
Bruce Jenner to discuss male-to-female transition in major TV interview.
Wow.
And this is according to family members. They say that he's been uncomfortable in his own skin for 20 years and that he's been making the transition and that he wants to put it out there. So apparently tonight it's going to be Bruce saying that he's becoming a woman.
Brucina.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all,
this is a band that was on a Wheaties box that I had in my
yes.
room.
Every kid's hero.
Well, what does that matter? If he's comfortable, I mean, like if he's finally going to get to be who he feels like he should be, then
well,
that
yeah.
is a good thing.
Isn't this by far the most high-profile person that we've had transition?
Oh, yes.
Chaz Bono.
Renee Richards.
And Renee Richards are the other two that come to mind. But this is Bruce Jenner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what happens... They don't go back and reclassify him as a woman in the record books, though.
No,
even though
back then he was a man.
But I'm saying, like, a lot of political thought is that you were always a woman. It's just your biology did not match.
They will not reclassify him.
No.
How about if you'd hang out with weird people long enough, it just makes you a little.
I agree.
Whoa,
if he would have stayed in Nebraska or wherever he was from.
You're saying the Kardashians did this?
Yes.
Him?
Yes.
Yes.
The Kardashians
yes.
made Bruce Jenner a woman.
Yes. Yes.
That
being around nothing but women and weird ones at
crazy
that.
Crazy women.
I am around women all the time and I love it.
Not crazy women.
But why would that make him want to be a woman?
It's made him insane.
It has.
It's made him insane.
It made him
gosh, you're
wonder about
a
makeup.
National level source, so I guess I gotta. This isn't just some local guy popping off about it.
Is this one of the biggest entertainment stories you've ever had to cover?
When you look back over your career and you think of what you've had to cover,
I agree with Troy. You guys are awful.
So I guess he's going to do a TV show on his transition.
See, that's another thing. Why do you got to do that?
Well, it's going to be a part of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah,
tonight.
He's keeping it. Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
It's not like its own special. It's not called The Decision or anything like this.
I don't
we're going to
think
find
so.
Out.
No.
And see, because of hanging out with those idiots,
I'll take
he
my
feels
to womanhood.
He feels that he has to do this on TV.
Underrated line by George.
Instead of just saying, "Yeah, I'm becoming a woman, but I'm going to do this on my own," and now he feels like I got to go on Kim's show and do it. I mean, it's the whole thing.
You know what, Gordo? I stand corrected. This article says that there is a rumor that he has already taped a major sit-down interview, but they don't know who with.
See there? Told you.
Anderson Cooper.
I think that we're going to find out that this is false.
Who gets that interview? Oprah?
Hmm. George guessed Anderson Cooper for some reason, I guess because he's a good interviewer and a national name like Corby.
Yeah, he's really good.
Would you take that interview if he said, I want you to do it because you're a noted entertainment reporter?
And you're national.
100% yes.
But you're not allowed to ask about the transgendered thing.
Well, that's the whole point.
But he's coming out?
Right. Yeah. He just doesn't want to mention that part of it.
Okay.
Yeah, this would absolutely be the biggest thing, and you know, there's different levels of people who transition. By
yeah,
the way.
Does he get rid of his junk?
I don't know, and who does he give it to?
I don't know.
I know George could use a little extra.
Do you put it
extra?
Do you put it in a jar on top of your chest like you do your tonsils?
You mean two?
I don't think you do that to your tonsils.
Well, people don't keep their tonsils.
Let me back up here.
Maybe for a night or two.
We've got so much confusion going on.
George needs extra.
Yeah.
Like another one is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tie that one on the end to
yeah,
his.
Stacked end to end. I mean, it's, you know, it's like.
Don't dignify that with a comment.
It's like coupling gardening hoses, you know?
Corby, would you garden like to hang out for the ranch report?
Idiot that I know.
Yeah, I'll ask all four questions.
Okay.
Yeah,
right,
we'll throw it to David and then you.
Oh, you know, Dave went on a special date last night.
Oh, that's right. We ought to hear about that.
Yeah. Okay.